Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, 1 Timothy 2, 1-6. We engage in supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks because we have a mediator. Jesus Christ is our mediator between God and us. For Christ to be our mediator, he had to have both the attributes of God and man. Jesus had to comprehend the claims of one and the needs of others. Hence, Jesus was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, Philippians 2:8. As a mediator, Jesus secured something that we could not obtain. He became a ransom for our sins so that we could be saved. God desired the salvation of all, but required a payment price for sin. For he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus willingly accepted the purpose which he had been given. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for all, Matthew 20:28. As sinless, he could atone for our sins and satisfy the sacrifice which God required. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, 1 John 2:1-2. Through Christ we have access to God, and the blessings which are provided by the covenant which Christ has sealed. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance, Hebrews 9:15. This covenant secures the priesthood of Jesus Christ for us through his church. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:24-25. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.